JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
8 primary and infant schools to benefit from mobile computer lab. Also in today's program, our child safety feature. Welcome and thanks for your company. Eight primary and infant schools in the corporate area are set to benefit from services of a mobile computer lab. Dubbed Tech the Bus 2, the unit was donated to the Ministry of Education by the Project for the Advancement of Childhood Education, PACE Canada. The 8 schools, which will have access to the lab in the first phase of the project, were selected based on need and proximity to the ministry's National Heroes Circle offices. They are Almondtown Primary, Arnold Road Methodist Basic, Almondtown Infant, Franklintown Primary, Salvation Army Basic, St. Paul's United Basic, Sylvia Foot Early Childhood, and Elliston Primary Special Education Unit. The mobile unit accommodates 9 users at one time and is outfitted with computers and servers. It also boasts literacy and numeracy software to facilitate learning for children from kindergarten up to grade 3 and has the capacity for internet access. At the recent launch, Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites said the lab provides an opportunity to engage more boys in the learning process, as boys are lagging behind girls in learning by 20%.
So boys have an aptitude towards digital-based learning, and the Tech the Bus offers this particular opportunity.
Principal of the Almondtown Primary and custodian of Tech the Bus 2, Candy Lee Crooks Smith, expressed her enthusiasm for the project. She says the bus will target students with remedial education needs, those in the special education sector, as well as provide enrichment for those who are ahead and need to be challenged. A site visit of the mobile computer lab to each of the beneficiary institutions is to be conducted in June this year, followed by the start of operational activities in September.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
To make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business, we have to build better homes and communities. One way to do that is to speak up and speak out against violence, especially against our children. Let us show we care. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for details. And now for our Child Month tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Encourage your child not to accept gifts from anyone without their permission. Check your child's books and bags regularly.
If you see your child with something that you did not give him or her, or you don't know where it came from, return it. If it was taken from someone at school, have your child return it and apologize for having taken it. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks so very much for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.